Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Hydman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Art Kusnier. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The right fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Brett. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Horta reaches second base with a double. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron strikes out. One out. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Lascano moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo strikes out. Two outs. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Art Cusnier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusnier hits a fly ball into right field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive towards the mound. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Cusnier and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer is walked intentionally. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Heidman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lascano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Scott moves to third. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heidman takes first base on ball 4. Art Kussner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kussner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kussner is called out on strikes. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garr. Money reaches second base with a double. Heidman moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Brewers, 3, White Sox, 3. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lizcano hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brohmer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Heidman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heidman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Kusnier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kusnier is 0-for-2 in the game. Kusnier hits a fly ball into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0-for-3 in the game. Gar hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Heidman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sharp pinch runs for Hank Aaron. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lascano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sharp moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Horta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carbo. Horta reaches second base with a double. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spencer is walked intentionally. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 3 in the game. Carbo strikes out. One out. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hyndman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Art Kussinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kussinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kussinger bunts towards the mound. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a line drive towards third. Money reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brohmer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 3 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 4 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hyndman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Horta reaches second base with a double. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Kelly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.